You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for listening and for watching. I know we got a lot of people on the Rumble today, and we always, always appreciate you guys tuning in. We have a lot to discuss in this last hour. We will also be joined by a fan favorite, Caroline Levitt from New Hampshire. She's going to join the show at 2:30 for her weekly segment. This is just a follow-up on the last conversation we were having about Ukraine and Zelensky and some comments he's making about American troops getting involved in the war effort. Bo Snerdly put this out. It's a meme. It says, so basically the people who claim that Trump would crash the economy and start World War III have crashed the economy and started World War III.
These are facts. Check them out.
Yeah. I still remember the Boston Globe fake cover where they told us everything was going to go to bleep when Trump took over. Oddly enough, though, things stayed pretty sane for a while there. We had a good four-year run of sanity, and that has gone out the window. A cut I definitely want to play here before we go to the border crisis, two things. One is that Christopher Wray had a sit-down interview with Bret Baier. And Christopher Wray, who some people would argue was Trump's worst pick, recommended by Chris Christie, he is a snake. I mean, he gives the run around like you wouldn't believe. He loves to drop the sources and methods. You know, I think if you're an interviewer and you get the chance to sit down with him, you almost just should start off by saying, what can you tell us about anything? Because every question I'm going to ask you, you're going to deflect and dodge and dive and try to blame on somebody else or try to tell us you can't tell us because it would jeopardize it. It's just the same thing every time. But he's got great hair, and that's all that matters, I guess. So he goes on Fox News talking about a couple of different things. Obviously, the Wuhan lab leak and its origins came up because the FBI, along with the Energy Department, were the two agencies that said we have reason to believe that the coronavirus actually leaked from the lab in Wuhan and not from a wet market in Wuhan. Who would have thought? He also, though, made a comment about Hunter Biden. And this is what I want to play because I oftentimes with myself, I play this game of how stupid do they think we are? And every day that goes by, I realize really, really stupid. They really think that we're all out to lunch. Now, guaranteed there's a good portion of people out there that are very, very much so out to lunch. OTL, as my mom would say. But I don't think it's as many people as Christopher Wray and his buddies are banking on. Take a listen to what FBI director and vacation fanatic Christopher Wray had to say about the Hunter Biden laptop.
Let's talk about the FBI and what you told Big Tech, or some agents did, about the authenticity and provenance of Hunter Biden's laptop. What about that from an FBI perspective?
The FBI does not and is not in the business of functioning as the truth police.
Understood.
So we don't tell social media companies to censor anything.
It's weird, though, because
that is false.
Because when Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook did an interview with Joe Rogan, he said the FBI was very much in contact and warning them, you know, be careful. And all these people at the FBI were sending Twitter heads up, you know, this is going on, watch this account. I remember reading about it in the Twitter files and thinking like, wow, so if you work at the FBI, essentially you're just working at Twitter because all they're doing all day is scrolling. I'd be curious if you took my 8 hours versus their 8 hours, who was on Twitter more? And damn, I'm on that app a lot. But Christopher Wray just expects us to believe this, even though it's counterintuitive to all of the information we have, all of the facts that we have. And this is a real problem, and not just for Christopher Wray, because hopefully Christopher Wray's time as FBI director is going to come to an end soon. But it's a problem for these agencies, and it kind of brings me back, Jared, to loop it in here with what Dr. Marty McCary was saying, which is when you're shattering trust in these agencies, you don't get that back very easily. Like, when trust is broken, it's hard to build it back. And if you don't level with people at a certain point, if you don't come clean with mistakes, then people, the American people, they get distrustful for good reason. They get resentful. They get angry. They feel jaded and mistreated. And that's what's happening right now in this country. And it goes far beyond the FBI, although they've been guilty of this a time or two. I also want to talk now about the EPA. Because, you know, the news cycle moves on, but the people in East Palestine, Ohio, are still reeling from that environmental disaster. And now we have an EPA administrator who's telling them, you should just trust us. You know, we're here to help you. Don't worry. And all the while, you have senators like J.D. Vance, and, you know, I'm not crazy about Sherrod Brown. In fact, I think he was at some Hollywood fundraiser recently. But the two senators have teamed up, and now what they're demanding is that officials begin health screenings for the residents of East Palestine. And I think this is so critical, because they explain why. They explain that these voluntary screenings need to happen as soon as possible. I'm reading now from Town Hall. So that officials are able to establish a medical baseline from which to track any future negative health outcomes. And I had brought this up to Howie. I said, if you live in this area, and a lot of people, they hear this story and they think, I would get my kids, I would get out of there so fast. Well, some people don't have that option. You know, this is their life is there. Their house is there. All their money that they invested in their house is there. And they can't just pick up and leave. But I did tell Howie, I said, I think after the fact, if you choose to stay, which what a mental burden that choice is to make in your mind, deciding for your kids, should my kids grow up here? But if you end up going with that choice, every single thing for the rest of your life and for the rest of your children's lives, you are going to wonder, is that because of the soil? Is that because of the vinyl chloride? Does that have something to do with the fish dying? So I think these medical screenings to get a baseline now, right now, the sooner the better, are really important. So in a joint letter to the EPA administrator and to CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, the senators explained that multiple constituents have tried to get such baseline testing done through their usual primary care doctors in the community, but found their local doctors lack the capabilities. If such testing can't take place to establish a baseline, doctors have warned that potential longer-term negative health outcomes in residents of East Palestine will be more difficult to identify. There's a real lack of urgency from this administration, from this White House, from this president about what is going on there, what continues to go on there. And it's disgusting.
And you contrast this with, here you have an ecological disaster that could be dangerous, very dangerous, short-term and long-term to the residents of this town. And you're just telling them, yeah, just hang out here. Don't worry. Take some baseline tests. Meanwhile, anybody who crosses the border gets put up in a hotel. You mean to tell me that the federal government can't move this? It's a small town. There's just a lot of people. You're telling me they can't move them into hotels and foot that bill for, I don't know, maybe a month on the government dime to figure out if it's safe for citizens to live in this area?
No, of course they could. But to do that, Jared, they would have to care about
right.
these people. And that's where and therein lies the rub. But as we're talking about this, I should mention that there's a train car carrying 30,000 gallons of propane that derailed in Florida. and it was a 6-train car. It fell off the tracks as it rode through Sarasota County. And the fire rescue chief said it looks like a minefield, honestly. Now, they don't have any leaking there yet. They said that the real risk here is when they have to remove things, when they have to open these trains up, these cars up, and try to get the propane out. But I cannot be the only one who's thinking, what is going on? What, every day there's a new train derailment, and it's usually full of hazardous material? They might not classify this as hazardous.
Oh, that Trump!
Right. Is this DeSantis' fault? It did happen in Florida. Maybe it's DeSantis' fault. Maybe it's Trump's fault. Maybe it's the right-wing media's fault. But it's definitely weird. And I just want to read you, because you brought that up, Jared, about whose fault it is. Let me read you a couple headlines, since we're talking about Ohio. I just pulled these together for the audience. Pete Buttigieg is the GOP's most recent political target. Here's why. I could think of a couple of reasons why. I don't need USA Today to tell me why.
Is abject failure and dereliction of duty? I don't know.
Here's why, and then just a photo of the train derailment. How's that? Vox says, Ohio train derailment. Why Republicans seized on the East Palestine accident.
Why Republicans hate poisoned water.
Yeah, it's all because we're mean and we don't like Pete Buttigieg, right? It has nothing to do with maybe the fact that we're concerned about American citizens who are in an area surrounded by vinyl chloride and toxins and potentially cancerous material. That has no bearing on why we're being a little critical of Pete. It's because we don't like him. The Hill says why Buttigieg is drawing so much GOP scorn. And another headline from Daily Kos says Republicans ramp up their political response to Ohio train derailment, blaming Pete Buttigieg. Blaming the guy in charge? Who's ever heard of such a thing? This is craziness.
So I lost my train of thought.
You're blaming the guy who wanted the job and who thought he was going to be president someday? No, we should blame the guy who used to be in charge, who has nothing to do with it. That makes a lot more sense. Let's direct our scorn at that guy who actually showed up and gave the residents water and Big Macs. That's the guy we should be aiming our anger at. Just absolutely insane. 844-500-4242. When we come back, I want to talk about the border. What are your New Year's resolutions? Is one of them to finally sell that piece of real estate that you've been hanging on to? Well, resolve to take control in 2023. Take control with JJ Manning Auctioneers and sell on your terms. Take control by selling with no contingencies for financing, for inspections, or for appraisals. Take control with one busy auction open house instead of random showings. Take control by selling to cash-ready buyers who are not hostages to rising interest rates. And take control with an as-is sale. There's no need to sink money into the property before selling. Even a property with a failed septic. No Title V required. Best of all, take control with a 30-day closing on your property. In a JJ Manning auction, there's no distress. You set the terms, you sell contingency-free, and the buyer pays the commission. It's easy as that. In an uncertain real estate market, take control with JJ Manning. To learn more on how to get your home, multifamily, commercial, or land property sold quickly, you can contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Don't wait for prices to head lower. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. Throughout New England, Howie and Grace listeners have taken control and sold with JJ Manning. Take control this year. All right, we'll be right back with your calls. Don't go anywhere. Oh, and by the way, another story on the horizon for all of us. Greta Thunberg detained again. Not arrested, detained. You know what I noticed, Jared?
Blah, 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 blah.
She's always getting carried. Is that a common thing? Like when you get detained by police that they carry you out? Or is it just because she's probably very light, so they just pick her up and put her in the car?
I think it's, who was it? Ariana Grande, whose bodyguard had to carry her around everywhere because she
couldn't
walk.
That was a
rumor,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll talk about this when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
This is the headline. It says on Fox, Ray, China is trying to block COVID origins probe. You don't say.
Trying? They've succeeded for 3 years.
It's been a long time. They've had plenty of time to burn any documents or destroy any experiments going on.
China can't afford to, you know, in any way outsources and methods here.
No, absolutely. Today's poll question is brought to you by Kennedy Carpet. Now is the time to clean or update your home with Kennedy Carpet. Visit their beautiful showrooms in Needham and Weymouth or call 1-888-KENNEDY. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's the creepiest thing Joe Biden has said? Nurses whispering to him when he was asleep, kids rubbing his hairy legs at the pool, saying Obama has a big stick, a Freudian slip when he said Donald Hump, hearing his parents because the walls were thin, or I've known 8 presidents, 3 of them intimately.
Ooh, there are so many. I mean,
again, we're limited by the options here.
Yeah, there were more we could have added. I'm gonna stick with the nurses one because I feel so bad for those nurses. That nurse he shouted out, Pearl, that poor soul. Having to breathe. I don't know where they were breathing into his nose or his ears or his throat or what.
Couldn't really follow the story, so I apologize if I'm mischaracterizing it.
Yeah, you took it out of context, Jared. Taken out of context. If you heard the full clip, it'd be even creepier. I'm going to go with that one, the nostrils.
The nurses whispering and blowing into or on him at 16%, 65%, well in the lead. Kids rubbing his hairy legs at the pool. Everybody else under 7%.
All right. Now, Greta Thunberg was detained by Norway police during a demonstration. Listen to this, though. It says the campaigners are demanding. Everybody's demanding things now. You know, Zelensky demands more money.
How dare you?
Disney workers demand the right to work from home. Celebrities demand the New York Times hire 2 trans writers to represent the trans community. A lot of demands, Jared. I'm not crazy about that. Whatever happened to asking? Having a conversation. Maybe I'm just a little old school. But the campaigners are demanding the removal of wind turbines from reindeer pastures on land in central Norway.
I am all for this. Remove all the windmills everywhere except the vintage ones, like Don Quixote. You know, the stone ones with the wicker.
Okay.
The charming
except
ones.
For the hipster ones.
Yeah,
you want to keep those.
The charming windmills of old, not the new windmills of metal.
Well, it is a weird thing. Like we talked about this with the whales washing up on shore in New Jersey and New York, where now you have certain activists who used to be friends. They used to be on the same side. They're kind of going after each other now.
Yeah, my favorite. There was some recent report about that where, you know, these whales are dying because they're hitting ships because during the pandemic, you know, more people were ordering goods online, which flooded the shipping lanes. And then at the bottom, also the wind farms may have something to do with it.
Yeah.
You think?
The environmentalists versus, I guess it's the environmentalists versus the climate warriors. I don't know. You want to lump them all under the same tent, but you can't do that because they're turning on each other. So Greta wants to protect the reindeer and therefore she's against the windmills. Hey, one more thing. I told everybody that we'd be keeping up with this Merrick Garland testimony at the border hearings today and or at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings. And I wanted to play this because this one's going viral. This is Ted Cruz really laying into Merrick Garland. Let's take a listen.
I sent 70 United States Marshals.
Let me try again. Has the Department of Justice brought even a single case under this statute? It's a yes, no question. It's not a give a speech on the other things you did.
The job of the United States Marshals is to defend the lives.
So the answer is no.
Is to defend the lives of the justices, and that's our number one priority. They have.
Why are you unwilling to say no? The answer is no. You know it's no. I know it's no. Everyone in this hearing room knows it's no. You're not willing to answer a question. Have you brought a case under this statute? Yes or no?
As far as I know, we haven't. And what we have done is defended the lives of the justices with over 70 U.S. Marshals.
How do you decide which criminal statutes the DOJ enforces and which one it doesn't?
The United States Marshals know that they have full
I recognize you want to give a separate speech.
No, I don't want
to give a... How do you decide which statutes you enforce and which ones you don't?
The marshals on scene make that determination.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, Ted Cruz. Finally, that's the fire we need right now. The answer is no. They're not going to look out for the Supreme Court justices. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Very excited to welcome on our next guest. You know her, you love her. She's done some fill-in work here at our show. Caroline Levitt from New Hampshire, thank you so much for joining the program.
Thank you for having me, Grace.
Caroline, I wanted to start with a topic that when you were filling in for me, you covered this brilliantly. You talked about the problem on our border and how it's not just affecting Texas, it's not just affecting Arizona, it's affecting states all across this country. Tell us more about that and kind of the shift that happened when places like New Hampshire were forced to run cover for states that couldn't handle the kind of explosive numbers that we're seeing on the border.
Yeah, so this story requires us to go back 2 years ago to when Joe Biden came into office. We know that he reversed all of the policies of the previous administration, the Trump administration, the Remain in Mexico policy, the migrant protection protocols, which were ensuring that people cannot just come here for any reason. They have to have legitimate asylum-seeking reasons to enter our country. We saw the caravans coming up through our southern border, and so our United States Border Patrol, which is historically understaffed and underpaid, was on the front lines of this crisis. They continue to be. And what they did was they had to shift their resources. They had to relocate Border Patrol agents from our northern border, which nobody thinks about, especially here in New England. I think we forget that we are very close to our northern international border with Canada. And so those agents were relocated from the northern border down to deal with the self-manufactured mess at the southern border. And 2 years ago, when I was working for Congresswoman Elise Stefanik on Capitol Hill, who is a member of Congress representing northern upstate New York, she was hearing reports from her Border Patrol agents and local law enforcement in New York saying that they were seeing a real increase in illegals crossing over the New York border. Since I started, when I was campaigning for Congress here in New Hampshire, I was hearing firsthand accounts, not just from our local law enforcement, which are incredibly scary being a resident here, but also from our local residents and business owners up in Co-op County, which is our northernmost county, who have seen these illegal people coming in from Canada. And they are not Canadians, let's just say that. So this is impacting New Hampshire in a devastating way. In fact, there has been an 846% increase 846% increase in illegal migrant crossings at our northern border. It's a statistic people don't think about. They don't hear about it because a lot of the media attention has been on the south. But here in New England, we absolutely should care, especially in Massachusetts, when your liberal governor is promising these people free driver's licenses and free stuff.
Yeah, really well said. And that statistic stood out to me, Caroline, when you were filling in. And actually, the reason I thought of it today is because there's another statistic out there from News Nation. It says U.S. Customs and Border Protection said apprehensions of nationals from China are up more than 700% compared to the same period last fiscal year. And if we're going to talk about the fiscal year, there's also reports that these policies, Joe Biden's policies, have allowed for migrant encounters to already surpass the 1 million mark for fiscal year 2023. That's since October, Caroline. This is going to be a historic year for all the wrong reasons, I think, at our border.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's March 1st, and we're already talking a million more people in our country. These are people who are moving into our communities, who are taking jobs away from American citizens, and who hardworking taxpayers here in our country are now being forced to pay for. So it's completely unfair. And so the Democrats always say that they want to fix our immigration system, and it's unfair. Well, they are the shining example of making it more unfair for the millions of good people around this country who wait years and pay thousands of dollars to come here legally. We are a nation built on immigrants. I think everyone, regardless of political affiliation, agrees with that. But at some point, we need law and order. And frankly, I've campaigned on this. I still strongly believe in it. Anyone who has knowingly and willfully broken the law coming here over the past 2 years should be deported back to wherever the hell they came from. I don't care if it's Canada or China. If you break our laws and your first encounter with this country is to disobey our laws and our regulations, you don't deserve to stay.
I'm speaking with Caroline Levitt, and there's a cut, Caroline, I want to play for you, and I kind of want to set this up a little bit. So Caroline is Gen Z, and that's why I think it's so important that her voice is out there, that people hear from her, because she can connect with this generation that a lot of people look at and go, oh boy, what have we gotten ourselves into here? They're woke, they're out of control, and someone who's recently had kind of a realization about this, and it might not even be recently. He says he hasn't changed at all. The world has just changed around him, is Bill Maher. I want to play this cut for you, Caroline. This is Bill Maher. He was on with Jake Tapper talking about wokeism versus liberalism and how they're very, very different things. Let's just play a little bit of this for Caroline, cut 10.
I think it's this collection of ideas that are not building on liberalism, but very often undoing it. I mean, 5 years ago, Abraham Lincoln was not a controversial figure among liberals. We liked him. Now they take his name off schools and tear down his statues. Really? Lincoln isn't good enough for you? You know, 5, 10 years ago, bedrock liberalism was we are striving to be a colorblind society where we don't see race. Of course, we see it, but it doesn't matter. That's not what woke is. Woke is something very different. It's identity. We see it all the time. It's always the most important thing.
Now, Caroline, as someone who campaigned and talked to a lot of younger people, do you think that Bill Maher's description of what woke is accurate?
Absolutely. He hits the nail on the head, and I'm glad to hear it. I'll be going to my alma mater tonight, St. Anselm College, to speak with the students there at their monthly pizza and politics meeting, which I used to attend when I was a student. And I look forward to hearing their opinions and their views, especially from the woke students, because I do believe this, Grace, and I've seen this trending on TikTok and on Instagram. We saw it with the revival at Asbury University in Kentucky. I truly believe there is going to be a revival and a reawakening of Gen Z, where they realize that woke equals broke, woke equals whack, as I like to say. And that they're realizing that their very liberal millennial parents, their very liberal baby boomer cusp parents, they want to do the opposite of what they've been taught. You know, every generation we seek to do the opposite of what our parents' wrongs, right? And I think these young Gen Zers, I'm talking 14, 15-year-olds, are living in this country that is so woke, so leftist, so focused on the color of your skin and what gender you are and who you like, your sexuality, right, that they're going to fundamentally reject that, come to Christ, come to family, come to faith, come to the values that make this country great. And I hope that's some optimism for your audience, because Gen Z currently, yes, it is a faithless generation. It's a generation that's obsessed with social media in this digital age. They are not learning up to the standards that the generations before them had. But I do sense the beginning of this reawakening. I'm very hopeful for it. And I have coined a term for it, Grace, and I might get this trademarked because I've noticed no one else has said it, and it's the rise of the Gen-servative. I'm a proud Gen-servative, and I'm going to encourage every Gen Zer out there to be a Gen-servative with me.
I really like that. And you know what, Caroline? There's a comedian that I follow on a lot of social media, Tim Dillon, and he had this stand-up about how you used to be able, if you wanted to be a rebel, you could just dye your hair blue. But now, everybody, it's almost like being a rebel, when everyone becomes a rebel, no one's a rebel. And so now you hear people saying just what you just said, which is go to church, have a family, you know, believe in God, believe in something bigger than yourself, help your neighbor, be kind, get involved. That's the way now to kind of go against the mainstream.
Right. It's so true. There's this countercultural revolution, if you will, where it's now becoming, it's not cool, or it hasn't been cool, right, to be a Christian or to believe in family and faith and to not dye your hair purple and, you know, label yourself as every gender in the book and make up all these words and terms to describe yourself. And I see this, like, cultural pushback that a lot of Gen Zers are, they're trying to go against the grain. The grain to them is this crazy wokeism, so they're going against it by coming back to our conservative values. It's really interesting to watch. I've been tuning into it on social media especially, and I think the instance at Asbury and at other universities around this country right now are really hard proof of the fact that young people are fed up with this woke culture that's just taking over every facet of our society. A little off topic, but including our airline industry. Not sure if you saw the news about the airline at Logan Airport yesterday, almost another collision. That's because these industries have been so focused on DEI and hiring people based on the color of their skin rather than their ability to fly an aircraft. I mean, these are really dangerous, serious repercussions, and I think the young people, the next generation, are going to fundamentally reject it.
Yeah, it was another close call at Logan. I keep seeing that in headlines. Another close call. We didn't have as many of these close calls when Donald Trump was president. Caroline Leavitt, I want to throw one more thing at you. You are from New Hampshire. I would be remiss if we didn't ask for your opinion on this. We've talked to you about the primary calendar. Your governor, Chris Sununu, has made it very clear he was on Sirius XM and he was discussing this. I want to play this and get your reaction. This is Chris Sununu, Cut 11.
Let me conclude with first in the nation primary. You were in Naples, Florida, and some rather choice words aimed at the president and the Democrats are saying, you know what, South Carolina is going to be first. What do you think?
Can I say they can go suck it? Is that appropriate? Or are you on Sirius XM? Can a governor say that? Yeah, no, it ain't happening, Joe. Joe Biden has really screwed himself over big. So two things. Number one, New Hampshire's going first, no matter what, because we have our own laws, we have our own rules, and we don't give a flip about what the Democrat Party wants to do.
What's your reaction to that, Caroline? Do you think this is the right message to send, that New Hampshire's not going to back down?
Oh, I love it. I actually audibly gasped when he said suck it, because I thought he said something else. And that's some choice words from our governor. I don't agree with everything Sununu does, but I do 100% agree with him on this. New Hampshire, we've had a 100-year tradition here. I am talking to you on this radio show right now. I ran for Congress because of our first in the nation primary, and it opened my eyes as a young student to the political process. We cannot lose it. Joe Biden is an idiot for giving it up. And I hope that Democrat challengers, gosh forbid, if they have the courage to step up and be a free thinker and run against Biden, will honor our tradition here, because I know for a fact that voters here would really respect that, and it could help some people in the polls. But all the Republican contenders are still honoring it. They're still here. Nikki Haley was just here for a few days. I do hear we're going to have Ron DeSantis come up soon. President Trump's been here, of course, many times. So it's going to get real interesting up here in the Granite State.
Yeah, and you just mentioned a Democrat running against Biden. The only one we have right now that seems pretty certain is Marianne Williamson, the light beam woman. But I have a feeling that we might get some others soon. Caroline Leavitt, tell people where they can follow you on your social media. You're always putting out great content. And let people know where you're at on Twitter, on Instagram, and all the rest.
Yeah, please do. On Twitter, it's K Leavitt NH. On Instagram, it's just my name, Caroline Leavitt. That's Caroline with a K, of course. And I'm actually working on posting clips from my interview when I filled in for you with Ollie London, the guy that was a woman and detransitioned back to a man. Amazing, interesting, inspiring story. So everyone go check it out. K Leavitt, New Hampshire.
Thank you very much, Caroline. When we come back, we're going to talk to Howie Carr, and maybe we'll bring up the DeSantis comments that he made on Fox, but we have a lot of things we want to get to Howie about, including his latest column in the Boston Herald. Inflation is at a 40-year high. That's actually what Howie's column had a lot to do with. It's just, you know, you go to the grocery store, everything's more expensive, but there is a way to save. You just got to be clever. You just got to have your ears open for the good deals. And we've got a really good deal here, Jared. This is the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. Not the 1-pack, not the 2-pack. This is the 3-pack. And you might be saying to yourself, why do I need the 3-pack? Well, there's so many reasons that you're going to love having multiple units. I like to use it in my kitchen. I know Officer Mark likes to use it in his bedroom to keep that dry desert air out of there. Jared likes to use it in his car. And Jared, I don't want to be I don't want to be the Grim Reaper here. I don't want to be the one to break this to you, but allergy season is almost here.
Yeah, I love the thunderstorm for my allergies because what it does is it actually purifies the air. It does make things smell nice. It's almost like actually an absence of smell, but it smells fresh. And it doesn't just make it smell fresh. It actually freshens the air because it eliminates those odors. It has ionized air, and that those ions, that creates a super oxygen, which gets rid of those odors in the air. It can also get rid of allergens and pollutants in the air that you don't want to be breathing.
And it doesn't take up any floor space. It's very easy to use. It's very quiet. So you can give the gift of fresh, clean, purified air, or you can get it for yourself. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in code GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code GRACE. Shipping is free. Again, that's EdenPureDeals.com. Code GRACE. We will be right back for the car crossover with the captain.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. A little Elvis to bring in another king, Howie Carr. Howie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Grace.
All right, now, Howie, we got to talk about this column that's up at the Boston Herald. Howie Carr is talking about your grocery cart. And you know, Howie, the first thing I noticed when I was reading through this, who I feel really bad for? The birds. Because the bird seed is up. And I don't know about you, Howie. I know you're such a generous soul. But if I was going through the grocery store and the price of bird seed jumped that high from $12.99 at Costco to $29.99, I might start telling the birds you're on your own.
Well, how about the cats? You know, the cat food, the price of prescription cat food is way up, and the cans are now half the size they were. The guy didn't put in the other line. The guy told me, which was, is it time for me to get a new cat?
Oh, no. No, don't take it out on Sprinkles. It's not Sprinkles' fault. Yeah, but Howie, there were kind of themes here throughout this column. A lot of people focused on the eggs, how the branded stickers are appearing next to the eggs. Some people focused on the beer. But overall, it's just, it's a lot more expensive now to live in Joe Biden's America.
And the thing is, Joe Biden's media refuses to report this, don't they? It's strange how that works. There was an interesting message underneath. The guy said he'd just gotten back from Stop and Shop, and he said it was the first time he'd ever seen anyone switching eggs from the meat out of the medium and then putting in extra larges into the medium cartons to take them out. I'd never heard that one.
That's worse than what you used to do with the mailroom manager, switching her organic eggs out with the regulars.
I know. That's how bad it is. And a lot of people have been, you know, during the Let's Go Brandon segment, saying this is the first time they've ever bought a half dozen eggs as opposed to a dozen eggs.
Right. And Howie, since we're talking about food you get at the grocery store, there's a story involving Ben and Jerry's that I would love to get your take on. Ben and Jerry's suppliers are using child labor despite their progressive values. This is from the New York Post, but it actually stemmed from a New York Times expose where they interviewed more than 100 migrant children in more than 20 states who described jobs that were grinding them into exhaustion. And a lot of these companies are woke companies like Ben and Jerry's, Howie. It's just another side effect of the humane border policies promoted by Joe Biden. Children.
You mean Ben and Jerry's, the guys who provide the free ice cream for Bernie Sanders' presidential announcements every 4 years in downtown Burlington? They're not walking the walk like they talk the talk.
Shocking.
I'm shocked to learn that.
Yeah, now Democrats, like Republicans, have a reason not to buy Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Howie, what do you have planned for the show today?
I think we'll start out with a little Lori Lightfoot, and then I've got another of the victims of Jim Jones Lyons, one of the defeated candidates for state rep, lost by a single vote, and his printers got stiffed for I think about $18,000. You know, he sent the money to the state committee, and then the state committee somehow absconded with the money. All these unpaid bills that are left hanging out there, and I just don't. I don't see how these people can think that they're ever going to get back into power again after stiffing everybody in the party and everybody in the state.
Howie Carr's got that and so much more, and a great intro is coming up next. I got a sneak peek of it, so don't go anywhere.